As we look at some of the teams from, especially the White Rose County, we look at Yorkshire Cricket Club, who had such a fantastic season last time round, winning the county championship and looking like they could go on for a three-peat this time around, winning it three times in a row. Leeds Rhinos winning the treble. It's been fantastic for them. These two teams lauded so, so good. What a great season it was. But now we see Yorkshire Cricket Club drawing a lot of games and also Leeds Rhinos bottom of the Super League. It's a bit of a bizarre situation that's happening at the moment. And if we're taking Leicester, who've just had a fantastic win in the Premier League, they've got the title, the first one in their history. It's unbelievable. With a group of players who, well, they were 5,000 to one shot, according to the bookies at the start of the season. Can it all go with the same way that Leeds Rhinos have gone and Yorkshire Cricket Club? Will it collapse? Is there a psychological reason why momentum can't be maintained?
It's a really interesting point that you raise, because to some extent, yes, there is. And we would think that as psychologists that there are many things that may be at play going on with the teams. I think the most obvious thing that springs to mind is that once you win and you have such a great season, there's everything to lose. Whereas before, perhaps there wasn't that same pressure of losing titles or trying to maintain the momentum that you had in a previous season. So I think that's one thing. But the other thing that's really important, and something that we're looking at with the research that we're doing here at Leeds Beckett University, is the role of the environment and leadership factors. So I think what we need to remember is that so many things change season to season, and just the smallest of changes to leadership or to the environment that athletes are operating in can have a huge impact on how they play when they're out on the field. So it's complicated. There's no one golden ticket to success in sport, but I think the environment is one thing, and second thing is the leadership that the athletes have access to.
Now, it is really interesting that you say that, Faye, because Leeds Rhinos have suffered on both of those cases. Obviously, three humongous players, which were central to their treble win, have left the club in one way or another. They've either gone off to go and play rugby union, and now Sir Kevin, he's retiring from all rugby, really. He's not playing anymore. He's given up union at the end of the season. A couple of other players obviously disappeared too. And with the floods at Christmas, the training facilities were affected too. Now, Gary Schofield, the legend, of course, he's on Rugby League on Radio Yorkshire, has had a bit of a go at Leeds Rhinos for saying, well, they should just be able to train wherever. It doesn't really matter. But you're saying that this actually, as the players have mentioned before, really could have affected them, losing key figures in the squad and also their training facilities, disrupting their routine.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we know from the research that we're doing that the environment, like I said, is really important. And disruption to training facilities, we talk about it in terms of organisational or occupational stress. But, you know, for the lay listener, what we're really talking about is the environment that an athlete's working in. It has to be optimal in order to allow them to perform to their best. But perhaps even more interesting is the leadership factors that you mentioned. And you may have heard of the term team cohesion or psychological resilience, and those two things are really related, because when teams lose key figures or they lose members of the team that are in leadership for whatever reason, the balance or the, if you like, the unwritten rules, the code, the psychology within the team is disrupted. And it takes quite a lot of time to rebuild that and to develop new identities, and for players that weren't leaders last season to then step up, and for the team cohesion to really redevelop in the team over the course of the season. So I don't think it's surprising that teams do have, or sometimes have, a bit of a slump after a really successful season, especially when the environment and the leaders around them are changing.
I guess you can equate this to football as well, really, because if you look at, as we've already mentioned, Leicester, who've had such a wonderful season, winning the Premier League when nobody expected it, there is going to be offers for a lot of their players, the likes of Riyad Mahrez, probably even the captain, Wes Morgan, maybe, and N'Golo Kante, some of the key figures that they've had, and, you know, who can forget Jamie Vardy after the season that he's had. There are going to be clubs who are now going to be sniffing around these players, and, you know, even though people say the grass isn't always greener, I'm sure there'll be a little temptation to go. Nobody's expecting Leicester to repeat this, but, again, that disruption can happen, and if they don't, say, getting the top four or five next season, is probably not going to be a shock, really, is it, if that team is disrupted?
That's it. And I think this is what, for me, makes sport such an interesting case for research, because, like you say, a team has success, the successful players may want to go elsewhere to, you know, develop their own career. But at the same time, what's underlying that is loyalty to their team. It's the psychology of being a team and those players being loyal to the team that they're within whilst still looking after themselves and developing their own careers. So, yeah, I think it's the natural ebbs and flows of sport, that as a team becomes successful, players become successful, they move on to even more successful teams, and then the team that they're leaving has to rebuild, develop identity, become more cohesive as a team, and individual players need to step up into different roles. So there's a whole multitude of psychological factors, I believe, that contributes to why teams may or may not be successful over concurrent seasons.
And just thinking about this, because obviously a lot of pressures kick in for a lot of players, don't they, across the season. The pressure from the fans, who I expect expectations are fairly high for, especially, say, like the Leeds Rhinos, who won that treble and were dominant throughout the entire season. This season it's been a complete disaster. The expectation level of fans, it must be quite difficult for the players to manage. That must weigh on them psychologically as well, I guess.
I think so, yeah, and it comes back to the earlier point that we were talking about when we were saying about having everything to lose. I think there is a psychology about being the underdog and being having everything to gain and winning or becoming really successful when actually no one expected you to. But that shifts, doesn't it? The focus changes when you become really successful, and especially, like you said, with Leicester. I mean, that's unheard of, isn't it, for a team to go to make that much progress in one season. So the psychology of it has changed. They do now have a lot to lose. And I think that's going to be interesting going into next season.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I think with the fans' point of view, it does need that patience. I think as fans, we're all very impatient about our side's progression. Whoever we're supporting, we want to see them successful all the time, because you can look back at history and think, well, we've done that, we should be able to do it this season, and carry on. But maybe when, you know, you get a manager or there's a change in that structure, as you've said, it does disrupt things and it takes time to get it back. Maybe people should really understand that patience is required and transition periods can last a while.
Absolutely, and I think for me it's all about context in all aspects of psychology and performance, because, like you said, what might have looked like success this season for Leicester will look very different next season, because they'll likely have, like you say, new players or different team. They may have different support staff, different managers, even different coaches. So success next season will look very different to what success looked like this season. And I think it's about fans, myself included, looking at the context within which the success is achieved. And each year when that changes, or each season when that changes, that means that different things need to be achieved in order to be successful.
And I'm guessing, as on a final point of this, that the press don't help either, do they?
That's funny. As a funny one, because, yeah, no, we actually have some research going on here at Leeds Beck University about media stress. We've got some PhD students and some lecturers working on it. And we think it's a double-edged sword from the findings that we've found so far, that it can help, but it can also be really unhelpful if it's directed in a certain way. Without getting too complicated, it can help. But like I said, it can also cause a lot of pressure that's sometimes unnecessary and unwanted.
Yeah, I'm nice to everyone all the time, you see. I'm a positive kind of guy. I'm backing everybody, honest. Faye, thank you so much for coming on today. Really appreciate that. It's great to get a good insight into it from something I'm really interested in, just seeing how these teams have really struggled over this new season. It's been very interesting to chat to you. Thanks so much.
Oh, good. I'm glad. No, it's fascinating. Anytime. I'll speak to you soon.